个天。
哦，可能这个时差还没完全掌握。就是回去一个月，主要是看我的母亲。
我待在 China for months to see my mother。
她已经九十岁了。
She's already 90 years old。
刚回去的时候呢，她还不太认识我们处理中比较迷糊的状态。
When we just got back, she was probably recognized。
后来我们每天去，比如在祷告。当临走的时候，当然这个情况越来越好了。
We went every day to pray for her, and always that, she was not bad.
她可以把主导文完全背下来。
She was able to memorize the paper more clear.
每天给她背主导文，每天给她听这些属灵的信息。
They're listening to all the messages in the Bible, and that he has to memorize your faith.
从他身上我也看到神的话好像对老年痴呆症。
And it looks like God's word can improve the dementia.
谢谢大家的祷告，知道教会也在看到好。
Thank you for your prayers, and we know you are all faithful in our time.
上个礼拜天我记得我还在上海的一个家庭教会里跟大家分享。
Last Sunday I shared the house version in Shanghai.
中国现在的教会政府管得比较紧。
Right now the Chinese government has very tight control over the house church.
他们基本上都分散在各个家庭。
They are all scattered and they gather in individual families.
我有一次去苏州的家庭教会，他们大概150个
人。
他们有12个小组。
12 groups。
他们现在每个月4次聚会，其中有2次是12个小组在家里。
They have 4 gatherings every month, and 2 of them will gather in the 12 families.
也就是说有2个礼拜他们是150个人集中在教会里，还有2个礼拜12个小组就分散在12个家庭。我问他们为什么这样子，他们说我们已经做好准备，如果一旦教会被封锁不允许聚会，我们12个小组同样照样可以每个礼拜进行上去。
那不要的 test for the persecution, and the one that in case that we are not allowed to gather in big groups will meet in individual families.
所以国内的弟兄姊妹有这个心智。
So this is the will of the persecuted in China.
那这样的迫害不仅没有吓倒他们。
They are not scared.By the persecution.
反而炼净了他们。
They actually cleanse them and purify them.
让教会有更多的得胜者。
So that there are more winners in the church.
所谓挂名的基督徒，因着这样的逼迫，就不来教会。
Those Christians that are those Christians in name are disappeared from the church.
所以这个主用一个特别的方式。在炼净他的教会。他们教堂里的图书已经转移掉了。
All the books in the church were in the
随时准备这个公安到他们聚会的场所。
They're ready for the public security in any time.
我上个礼拜在上海的一个家庭教会去分享。
Last week I shared from the congregation in Shanghai.
那当时我有点紧张，因为我是拿美国护照。但是我的阿姨是在那个教会里，也是也其中的一个负责的姐妹。
My aunt was one of the leaders in that church.
他同时又是那个街道里面的党委党支部书记。 他说你不用怕啊，这个我们这里的街道我已经跟他们打过招呼了。何况你又是我的亲戚啊，你在这里跟我分享你在美国的一些经历，应该有什么？他们不怕。也感谢神，我在中国碰到了十几位以前在圣马丁读书回去的大学生。当年在这里是做学生。
They were students here while they were here。
现在他们在各个岗位中都是做得很不错。
And they also are doing well in their different positions。
做经理的，做总管的，啊，甚至啊什么总什么总，反正反正做得很不错。
Yeah, that's many CEO and chief this and chief that and chief director, chief manager。
感谢主，在他们做学生的时候，他们接受了福音。
Yeah, we thank the Lord that they accepted the Jesus when they were here as students。
他们现在还在继续的跟随耶稣。
They're still following Jesus。
所以我是在想，如果我们当年没有在他们留学的时候向他们传福音，而现在去到他们的公司，到他们的办公室给他们传福音，是几乎不可能。
I think it's almost next to impossible to go to the offices and the companies to preach the gospel。
他们现在是有车有房有司机啊，都是下面有一些人来为他们做事啊，所以神奇妙在他们做学生的时候。
Now there are VIPs with nice cars and houses and drivers and you must be able to preach it up to them now。
所以我们也求主啊，让我们得时得时尽可能的传福音。
So let's preach the gospel in whatever circumstances。
嗯，不知道他们今后啊，在神会怎么样的使用他。好，那这就是跟大家一点汇报。中国大陆的基督徒，他们现在应该被迫，他们知道末世快到。
The Christians in China they know about the end of time is the devil because
主来的日子越来越近。
The second coming of Jesus is nearer and nearer。
他们也在认识耶稣的这个方向上也在下功夫。
They also work in part in knowing Jesus better。
因为认识独一的真神，并且认识他所差来的耶稣，记住这就是永生。
Knowing Jesus and knowing the true God is eternal life。
他们也知道在最后那日，耶稣审判每一个人，都会问你认识吗。
They know on the last day。
主耶稣不会先到中国，后到美国，或者先到美国。
Jesus will come to all people at the time, not first to China or first to the U.S.
主耶稣一下来就是整个地球。
He will come to the whole world。
所以圣经上讲过啊，耶稣讲过，当那一日，有人在种田啊，有人在睡觉。
Yeah, on that day, some people in the field, some people are asleep。
当时读圣经的时候，大家不懂，你来的那一刻，怎么同时有人在睡觉，有人在种田？现在才知道，就是两个半球嘛，是吧？他一下来，那个半球在黑晚上，这个半球在白天。所以他一下来那天，有人在田里种田，有人在田里睡觉。所以我们认识耶稣啊，我们继续的跟大家讲这第六节。我们信耶稣， 我们要认识他。
We believe in Jesus, we need to know him.
我们信耶稣，认识他，我们才能跟随他，而不至于跟错。
We have to know him, we have to follow him, and follow him correctly.
所以我上次跟大家讲的，耶稣是完完全全的神，又是完完全全的人。
The last time I mentioned again and again that Jesus is a perfect God and also a perfect man.
因着他这个特殊的身份，他可以把人和神连接。
Because of his special status, he's able to connect man and God.
可以把天和地连接起来。
Connect heaven and earth.
让天人可以合一。
So the heaven and the earth can be united.
没有造成肉身的耶稣，人的天人合一只是一个理想。
Yeah, the union and the heaven and earth are the only three without the coming flesh.
我们讲过他的神性。
We talk about his nature.
他下来以后，他说话，他行事。
He came there, he said things and he did things.
四福音书从不同的角度记录了耶稣基督在地球上的所言所行。
The four Gospels record God's words and deeds on earth.
我们从他的所言，我们可以看出他是那位独一的真神。
From the sayings of Jesus, we can see he is the only true God.
从他的宣告，他说我就是道路真理。十多个这样的宣告，我们知道唯独他才能说出这样的话。
From the declaration that I'm the way and the life, it's only God can speak in this way.
反过来说，能说这样的话一定就是真神。
If someone are able to speak in this way, he must be the true God.
我们也讲过他说了很多的比喻。
He also had many parables.
他所有的比喻都是拿地上的事来比喻天上的事。
And all the parables, he used the metaphors from the earth to in the heaven.
他带下来的所有信息都是直接从天上来的。
All the messages were directly from heaven.
我们没有上过天。
We never been to heaven.
耶稣基督把天上的事情带上
来，
为了让我们明白天上的事，他用地上的比喻来告诉我们。
You know, for the understanding of God in heaven, he used the parables on earth.
每当你读他的比喻的时候，你就知道这样的比喻人说不出来。
We know that man on it, not able to come up with such parables.
我们看到他也跟当时的犹太人和各类的人的对话。如果大家记得的话，他跟税吏的来为他收变税的税吏对话。他跟很多包括他的门徒的对话。大家都记得他说一个兄弟七个兄弟和一个妻子这样的对话。
Something about seven brothers and one wife.
你就很难想象一个没有上过学堂的人。
You cannot imagine that for someone who never been to school.
有这么高的智慧。
And such high wisdom.
他对人的挑战，他既不发怒，也不责备。只是诚诚实实传神的真道。
He just say, let's tell the truth without, you know, being angry with us or blame us.
所以我们从耶稣的所言，他所说的话，你就知道他是完完全全的神。
So now the same thing is that we can know that he's the perfect God.
他不是一个所谓的圣人，一个教徒。一个好人，一个伟人，一个先知，他是神。
He's not a saint or a great man or whatever, or a prophet. He's God.
所以我们要认准这一点。
So we have to really know this.
如果他是我的主，他是我的朋友，你说我还怕什么？我还担心什么？
If he is our Lord and he is our friend, what will we be afraid of?
他是神，他掌管宇宙，他又是你最知心的朋友，你我还担心什么？
Why do we have to worry if he is God and he is full of the whole universe and that he will still call that friend?
除非我们没有真正认识他的神迹。
Unless we didn't really understand his deity.
那今天我就跟他讲，跟大家分享他的所行。
Today I want to share with you something that Jesus did, his work.
那中国人也说了，常常说要认识一个人要观听其言。观其行。
And in Chinese, we know that we know a person by looking at what he does.
耶稣下来以后，他不仅仅是讲话。
He just came not just to talk.
他不是仅仅就跟在这个会堂里或者在圣殿里或者在其他地方给大家讲道，他也做事。
He also doesn't just preach in the synagogue or in the temple.
你从他所做的事，你就会看出他是一个神。
那么直接就是消极的主导。
那所以我们讲他做神迹。
So we said he performed miracles.
就是神所做的事啊，被称为神迹。
Miracles are God's deeds, what God did.
今天我们先看看他做了很多神迹。圣经上记载差不多大概有四十件神迹他做。
Jesus performed many miracles, about 40 recorded in the Bible.
那我们今天呢就看几件他在地球上所做的神迹。
Today we look at a few of the miracles that he did.
我们时间关系，我就大家中文跟我念一遍我们用就。
要会讲这个产品。
好，我们一起来好吧。来，耶稣带一个产品，有人来先打了大马蜂，看见他就有人在地，求他说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净。耶稣说，我肯，你洁净了。大马蜂立刻就离了他的身。耶稣留住他，你却不可告诉人。又要去把先祖的祭司打败，又要为你得了洁净，照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物，被众人做证据。
如果大家读四福音的时候，你就知道耶稣治疗了很多的大麻。
If you read the four Gospels, you will see that Jesus healed many people.
我不知道我们在座的人有没有真正看亲眼看到麻风病。
Have you ever seen a real leper?
我记得我小时候在我们的院子里面，曾经听说有一个麻风病人住。
When I was young, I heard there was a leper in the 麻风病。
那我们那时候也不知道什么叫麻风，好像就是像鬼一样。
I didn't know what leprosy was, but it felt like a ghost.
我们看到他时，他戴着口罩。
When we saw that man, he was wearing a mask.
我据说他口罩拿掉，那个鼻子没有了，就两口。
Even if he was wearing that, they say that he doesn't have a nose, he has two holes.
那估计呢是麻风的后遗症，他已经没有传染性了，就给他放出来。
Maybe that's the because the comes, he was already healed, but the death was death from the
condition. 我那时候觉得我自己是小孩子是很调皮的。
I was
在晚上在院子里常常调皮捣蛋去反正恶作剧，反正做就是怕见那个。
And I was way up to making a couple of decorations there, but even then I was afraid that night.
他住的那个房子我不敢去。
I dare not go to his house.
我很难想象他一旦把口罩拿掉，在晚上出现在我面前，我马上下来打地。
那可以 imagine what happened if people are masked and I was kept as the to be so shocked I was touched the ground.
这里有个麻风病。
Here we have another leper.
圣经上没有讲他的长相。
The Bible didn't give a description of what he looks like.
很明显，他是处于一个传染期。
Obviously, he is still contagious.
他是不洁净的。
He's not clean.
在犹太人的律法中，麻风病人是不洁净的。
From the Jewish law, people with leprosy are not clean.
人不能接近他，他也不能接近人。
Other people cannot get close to him, and he cannot be with other people.
而且犹太人的律法还特别强调，如果你是个麻风病人，你在街上走的时候
，and also the Jewish law requires that those people and the lepers to when they walk on the street，
你要大声叫不洁净了，不洁净了，告诉人家我是麻风病人，不要让人家碰。
You have to shout loudly and to tell other people you have leprosy that other people don't get close to you。
犹太人是把他们隔离开
，they were segregated from other people。
他们是一群不洁净的甚至有罪的麻风病。
Lepers are considered unclean, they were sinners.
这是当年律法的要求。
This is what was required by the law in those days.
但是我们刚刚读的这些经文，你们发觉出现了不同的情况。
But we saw some difference in the scripture that's read.
这个麻风病人，他竟然可以冲破律法的要求，他向人群进去。
This leprosy was actually kind of broke the law and just rushed Jesus through the crowd.
反过来，耶稣也没有逃避他，也向他过去。
Jesus approached him too. He didn't shun the man.
在这里，一个不洁净的有罪的人，律法上要求隔离的，突然冲向人群。
Here, an unclean man rushed through the crowd.
而耶稣不但没有躲避，反而向他远去。
Jesus didn't avoid him, instead he approached him.
这在当年的文化中，当年的犹太人律法中是绝对禁止的。
This is forbidden in the culture, the Jewish culture at that time.
这个麻风病人为什么要冲向耶稣
？Why should this leper rush toward Jesus？
甚至不顾触犯律法
，in spite of against the Jewish law。
他知道耶稣有恩
，because he knows God, Jesus has grace。
耶稣做了一个更加反常的一个举动。
And what Jesus did was even more abnormal.
不但没有离开他，向他走去，并且用手什么
？But Jesus not only went towards him, he also touched him.
伸手摸他。麻风病人有传烈性传染病，在医学上。一号烈性传染。
Leprosy is severely contagious.
你碰他衣服，你也不传染。
You can get infected. That's just touching his clothes.
耶稣不但向他迎去，并且去摸他。你说这个怎么
样？那你怎么能够完成？就是 touch him。
没有一个人敢做这样的事。
No man dare to do that.
没有一个人能做这样的事。
And nobody is able to do that.
只有耶稣。
Only Jesus can do that.
他没有任何的防备，也没有任何的消毒，也没有任何的隔离，就直接抚摸那个。麻风病，
对，你的 question without any protection，
结果出现什么事情？
麻风病没有没，
他说洁净，他要洁净，
啊，然后耶稣说的这些。
Now he wants to be king, and Jesus said, be king.
然后耶稣又跟他怎么说呢？他说你去让祭司查看。
He said, and he said to him, go to the priest and let him examine him.
因为麻风病人不能进入人群。
Because lepers are not allowed to go into the crowd.
你只有完全医治好的麻风病人经过祭司查看允许，然后你才进入人群回到你自己的家里。
Unless you are healed, unless you have been examined by the priest.
这是律法的要求。
This is the five other law.
你在不洁净的期间必须隔离。
You must be celibate when you are unclean.
你洁净了，你必须要让祭司来查看。
And when you are clean, you must be examined by the priest.
然后你才能回家。
And then you can go home.
所以耶稣说，你洁净。
You said, be clean.
你去让祭司查看。
That you be examined by the priest.
啊，我们知道祭司查看啊，这个是后面他没去，那肯定他完全一致，回到了自己的家中。
And you say that you must be.
这是很明显的一个神迹。
This is obviously a miracle.
但是，请大家注意，耶稣所做的每一个神迹都在传达一个信息。
So know that every miracle that he performed reveals an important message.
耶稣如差不多做了四十个神迹，每一个神迹后面他都要告诉人们的。信息。
And after each of the 40 miracles was performed, he had a message for what the people there.
像这个神迹，他要告诉大家一个什么信息？
About the message for this miracle.
或者说，你我读了耶稣这个神迹以后，你怎么可以更加的认识他？
How can you know this better by after you have seen this miracle?
这是一个神迹，毫无疑问。
This is definitely a miracle.
连当年反对他的人都不得不承认这是个神迹。
Even the people who are against him have to admit that it's a miracle.
他要告诉人一个信息，也就是他自己讲的话。
This is the message he wants us to tell.
我们一起读一下哈，来。莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，是成全。耶稣来的目的啊，我们知道他要成全律法。
You know that this came to fulfill the law.
以色列中当时最高的就是神的律法。
The highest law of the Jewish people are the law of God.
在十诫，这十诫在西乃山借着摩西告诉以色列。
They are given to the Jewish people through the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai.
这个犹太人比我们中国人有福气。
The Jews are really blessed in that way.
那他们毕竟知道神的心意。
And they know God's will.
中国人不知道，没有神的律法。
Chinese didn't have such a method of God.
所以以色列人历世历代就在律法中生活。
So new generations of Jewish people have been living with the law.
他们触犯了律法就受惩罚，他们遵循了律法就神就受祝福。
They were punished if they.They go against the law and they'll be blessed if they follow the law.
你读整个旧约历史。
That's the whole story of the Old Testament.
但是我们读了旧约以后，大家知道以色列人在律法中是得胜的还是失败的呢？
We know that the how to do that the Jews did in following the law, that they fail or.
整个以色列人的历史告诉我们，一直到马拉基书，他们到被巴比伦掳去，告诉我们，
until the end of the Old Testament of the book of Malachi, until they were captured to Babylon.
以色列人在律法中是失败。
The Jews were failures in terms of the law.
他们行不出律法。
They are not able to live out the law.
所以他们最后亡国了。
Finally, they can perish.
神要我们遵循他的律法，毫无疑问。
There's no doubt that God wants us to follow the law.
但人没有办法遵循。
But as man, we are not able to do that.
就像是马丁丁。
Just like that leper.
他只有被隔离。
The only way is for him to be segregated.
耶稣来了以后，他是来成全律法。
Jesus came to fulfill the law.
所以恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来。
So, truth and grace came to Jesus.
刚刚读到的，耶稣没有按照律法来对待马丁丁。
That just read, he didn't treat the leper according to the law.
如果耶稣按照律法来对待那个麻风病人的话，你说他们两个能够见面吗？
They wouldn't be able to even do it to me if Jesus was speaking to the law.
耶稣能够把手摸到他身上吗？
Would he be able to touch him?
因为这是律法禁止的。
But this is forbidden by the law.
任何人这样做都要受到律法的咒诅。
Anybody who does that will be cursed by the law.
但是今天这位麻风病人所碰到的，他不是一个人，他是一个神。
But the one that the leper met today is not a man, but God.
他是充充满满带着恩典下来。
He is full of grace.
只要来到他面前。
If you come before him,
你就得解决。
You will be free.
所以他来成全你。
Jesus came to fulfill the law.
律法大还是成全律法的大？
Who is greater, the law or the one who fulfills the law?
大家都知道，当然是成全律法的大。
The answer is as obvious, the one who is able to fulfill the law.
他耶稣不但让我们知罪，而且让我们能够赦罪。
Not only let us know our sin, but also let us be able to overcome our sin.
所以我们信耶稣的，跟随耶稣的，我们有莫大的福气。
Those of us who follow Jesus are really blessed.
如果我们真正认识耶稣的话，
If you really know him,
他帮助我们来成全。
He helps us to fulfill the law.
多好。我这次到国内看到很多摩天大楼，真的是很高很高。
In China this time I saw many skyscrapers.
我那个年代在上海，那国际饭店24层是最高，看上去貌似要掉的话，人家去干嘛？现在都不到我看，我颈椎啊已经不能帮你找。
The International Hotel in Shanghai has 24 floors in the highest building. And at that time, that was really a skyscraper for me at that time.
那如果没有电梯，怎么走上去？
We get to the top about the elevator.
律法要求一定要走上去。
Now, such a skyscraper, but according to law, you have to climb the steps to get to the top.
你走上去，就得胜。
You will be winner if you can climb all the way to the top.
你怎么上去？
But are you able to do so?
律法是不会变的。
The law doesn't change.
你必须走到底。
You have to go step by step to the top.
耶稣是什么？
But who is Jesus?
耶稣是对的律法。
He is great to everyone.
他不对的律法吗？没有对。
I'm just saying he is not against the law.
但是他也让我们成全律法。
It enables us to fulfill the law.
这点这个他的这个解释真好，好像有些很高的
那个速度也很快，就是在军训，很快马上就上去。所以我们基督徒为什么说是这叫福音，这叫白白的恩典。有人说哎呀对不起，不靠自己努力是不行的，靠自己努力是不行的。
那上次说的有个I don't want to take elevators. I am able to climb the top. If that's what you want, okay, so step by step.
第二点，为什么耶稣在这里要治疗麻风病人，并且耶稣在当时的时候治疗了很多麻风病人？
Secondly, why did Jesus want to heal the people with leprosy at that time?
是不是当年以色列中麻风病的发病率比较高？至少我读了好像不是。麻风病是一种什么病呢？它是没有感觉的。它的感觉神经完全死亡。
The nerves for feeling the pain are all dead.
所以他你打他什么样的啊，火烧水烫任何感觉都他没有感觉，所以这个肉啊就容易掉了。耶稣为什么单单治疗啊，或者不是单单他比较多的治疗麻风病？他告诉我们，我们人对属灵的事物是麻木的。因为人因着罪，他的灵是关闭，对另外一个世界，对耶稣的那个天国是看不见的。所以耶稣下来要医治麻风病人，让他的感觉神经恢
复。
让我们昏睡的灵、沉睡的灵苏醒，对属灵的事物开始产生知觉。
So our spirit can be awakened, so we will respond to spiritual things again.
原来我们对读经没有兴趣，甚至读不懂。
Maybe we used to be not interested in reading the Bible.
对祷告没有兴趣。
Not interested in praying.
处于一种麻木不仁的状态。耶稣拯救我们，重生我
们，
让我们的灵苏醒，让我们认出耶稣基督，让我们看出这个属灵的世界，让我们看出花香鸟语都是神恩典。他让我们的灵开放，或者说属灵世界在我们眼前开放。我们从一个麻风病人变成一个健康人。因着耶稣的复活，我们再看一个神迹。这是治疗瞎眼。我们一起来读一遍好吗？耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼。 门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼，是谁犯了罪？是这人吗？是他的父母吗？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪。”
这是又一件神迹。耶稣治疗了一个生来就是瞎眼的。生来瞎眼，我也不知道现在医学上还有什么办法。对于这样一个瞎眼的病人，他的门徒是什么反应？大家看这里，他们说拉比，这人为什么瞎眼？他是不是他犯罪了，或者他到哪让他犯罪了？你说这个瞎眼的病人来到门徒面前是要听这个吗？他是不是想要知道他是眼睛瞎，是跟他犯罪，还是跟他父母犯罪有关？他来到耶稣面前，一个迫切的，一个非常紧迫的要求，就是让他能看见。他不是来听我们的论断，我们的评论，他是来要求我们的拯救。
He didn't come for our comment or judgment or to say what he wants to say.
我们人就有这样的问题。
That's our problem.
先查一查，啊，考察一下。
That's our practice. We believe someone is sick, we have to examine.
你看耶稣怎么回答
？What's Jesus response?
他说这人也不是这人犯罪，也不是他父母犯罪，而是要彰显出神的作为。
He said, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the word of God might be displayed."
这个人到我面前。
This man came that in front of us.
你们不要评论，也不要猜测，你们要看我怎么做事。这个瞎眼就是生来就是这个目的，要让人看到我在他身上怎么做事。耶稣就讲
，Instead of talking about this man, you should see what I'm going to do in this man.
所以你看，耶稣当时确实他是带下了恩典。我们知道后面耶稣就让他再用泥和他的眼睛啊，然后叫他到池子里洗，他的眼睛离开。
We know later that Jesus washed him in the blood, and then he went on and washed in the water, and he could see again.
我们再读下去。耶稣后来问他，就说：“你信主的儿子吗？”他回答说：“是吧？谁是神呢？到底信他呢？”耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在人们都说话也不信他。”他说：“主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。”耶稣说：“我为审判他的信仰，叫不能看见，所以看见，能看见。”他眼睛治好了，能够看见了。
The man was healed, he was able to see again.
而且为主做了见证。
He had a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
啊，我这里也打出来啊，因为他当时的反对耶稣的法利赛人不相信啊，就把他叫去。
But at that time, the Pharisees didn't believe in Jesus, called him over.
但是他们这位瞎子在他面前，在这位法利赛人面前呢做见证，他说是耶稣治好他的。
But this man had a beautiful testimony for the Pharisees and testifying that the procedure is good.
他眼睛已经开了。
His eyes were open.
耶稣为什么还去想他？
Why should he go to him again?
因为他为耶稣做了见证。
That means that testify for Jesus.
耶稣再找他。要开他灵里的眼睛，二次开灵。
He will also open the eyes of his spirit.
这是第二次医治。
It's the second healing on top of the healing of his mind.
在神看来，肉眼能够看见，可能还是傻子。
In God's eyes, even if we can see without our eyes in the flesh, maybe we were able to see, but we might be still blind.
我们讲眼见为实。
And we often say, what seeing is believing.
耶稣说，肉眼看见，你可能还是瞎的。
But you said, even if you can see with your eyes, you might still be blind.
这个瞎子的肉眼已经开了。
This man's eyes in flesh have already been opened.
耶稣再去找他。
Jesus went in again.
要看他里面的眼睛。
And in order to open his spiritual eyes.
怎么开的？
How does he open it?
又没有什么了。
Is he touching again?
怎么开的？神用他的话开人，神用他的话开人的肉眼，你信不信？
God opens our spiritual eyes with His word.
你如果信神的话，读他的话，你里面眼睛会开的。
If you believe in God and read His words, the spiritual eyes will open.
这个灵眼一开，就认出什么东西？认出谁呀？就认出你是。
When the spirit eyes open, we get to know
the Lord. 灵眼不开，你怎么能
够认识耶稣
呢？你怎么能够读懂耶稣的话呢？你怎么能够看懂耶稣的话呢？
Without our spirit eyes being open, we won't be able to understand what Jesus said and did.
这个耶稣说你信不信？
That's what Jesus said, do you believe?
他说我信。
Yes, I do.
眼睛开，这个人的眼睛从肉眼到灵眼完全开。
So this man's eyes are completely open, both physically and spiritually.
所以耶稣讲了一句很著名的话。
So Jesus has been saying,
他说我为审判到底是。
For judgment, I think this word.
注意，我们今后啊碰到的审判的主一定就是耶稣。
The one who comes to judges in the future must be Jesus.
不会是其他天使啊先知啊，一定就是耶稣本人。他是审判者，他说要让能看见的眼睛瞎掉，那不能看见的能看见。
什么意思
啊？你以为你看见，你以为你懂，其实什么都不知道。
Sometimes you think you can see, you think understand, but you do not really understand.
如果你在神的面前认为你什么都不懂，什么都不知道。
If you first thought you do, you do nothing.
你的眼睛看。
But you think you don't.
我想这也是很多基督徒的经历。我信主30年。应该说也看了不少属灵的书。圣经也不知道读了几十遍。我对属灵的事物，我发觉不知道的越来越多。
But the more I read the Bible, the more I know that the really thing I don't know.
你会这样经历吗？
你会发觉，
你会发觉越跟神近，靠近他，你发觉你不知道更多。
You find that the closer you get to God, the more you realize that there are things you don't know.
所以大神学家奥古斯丁说过。
And the theologian and Augustine said.
他说基督徒第一要谦卑。
The humility is the first thing that comes to mind.
第二要谦卑。
Secondly, still humility.
第三还是谦卑。
And the third, humility again.
那是奥古斯丁啊，那个大脑袋多厉害。
He was such a smart man.
所以耶稣就说，谦卑下来，承认自己对所有的事的了解的少，耶稣有加倍的在你身上做工。
Jesus promised to work more on you if you are humble and yet that you know nothing.
这个神迹告诉我们什么信息？
So this is the message that this miracle reveals to us.
我们读一下好吗？
律法等这些诫命和摩西都与我们的真理都说的是没有错的。
如果我们读了约翰福音第九章。
If you read the John chapter 9,
四福音书很少用完整一章来记录一件神迹，这个瞎子就是唯一的一个，就是第九章整个一章来记录他一件神迹。
Yeah, the whole chapter 9 is recorded this single miracle.
律法要求这个瞎子，你要先搞清楚是你犯罪还是你父母犯罪，把这个罪先搞清楚。
Demands that this man, you first find out who sinned, you or the parents